Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Sometimes there's no star shining, scouting the edge of the universe. Sometimes you can't see a horizon between the ocean and the earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just when you were thinking about slinking down, I'm gonna pull you up. I'm gonna pull you out.
May I remind you of that scene? The spirit is our gasoline.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is been touching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh. Snap! Yes! Welcome! Welcome! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the DJ New Style Show, your Tuesday night internet radio miracle, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. I know you're all glad to listen. To who? Rammstein! Oh, God. Just, you know what? Let it play. This is the entire show tonight. Ladies and gents. Deutschen Schlocken Stecken. What else, Germans? Das Blut von Dagen Lecken. Thank you. So nice. Now that we know all that, it's time to get down to business. It is business time. and it's the DJ New Style Show. What's going on, everybody out there? Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I can't give you enough thanks, because tonight you're going to have to endure your friend and mine, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
What's going on?
Wow, excitable. Very, very excitable. I have to say, I like that. I like that. I expect nothing less from you. Nothing less. How's it going? I mean, what's got you so excited right now?
Oh, it's a great day today, man. It's fabulous day today. It's new things, new people, new stuff. Not much really.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing ever changes with you. Nothing's new. It's all patterns. Speaking of nothing new, I noticed, and I've been getting emails about this, PMs even, all kinds of internet communications. You're never on cam anymore. On HeroesTalk.com, where you can view the show, the two feeds that we have going, one for me, my terrible face, and your terrible but somehow worse face, usually. But lately you've been putting up, like, Halloween decorations.
I'm trying to get into the spirit of things, you know what I'm saying? It is Halloween.
People want to see you, though. I don't know why, but they want to see you. So why don't you, I mean, I know you have a skull here with googly eyes, and that's hilarious.
Well,
but what's
going
on?
I'm just trying to get into the mode of the thing here, and, you know, I don't know why you're making a big deal about it, you know?
We're getting, you know.
I told you I don't feel comfortable sometimes.
We're getting feedback right away. Kinky Katie said, dude, Frank is never on cam. And this upsets her. This is making Katie cry.
You know what? I have a bone to pick with Katie. Hopefully she can
really?
Call in later.
I mean, you're going to tell your wife about this? This is going to be something on the slide. You're going to let her pick your bone?
No.
Oh, you she get got, it? Because the bone's a dick.
She got all freaked out about my talk about toenails the last week, but yet she has baby shit all over her hands all the time.
Wait, baby
so
shit?
So I'd like to... Well, yeah, sometimes she gets baby shit on her hands.
But that
but
let's,
anyway,
not, let's not slip past the fact that you are not on cam. You're not.
I don't feel like I'm not in the mood. You're not gonna make a big deal about this, dude.
Ever since, since the dawn,
I told you I'm not in the mood. Sometimes,
ever since the dawn of Hear Us Talk, it has become a multimedia venture. We have the video aspect that idea that we stole from Best in Show Radio.com Thursdays on Hear Us Talk 8 to 11. But we went with it. We formed a platform, and you are unwilling to participate in this. Why are you never on cam? People are upset. You already have Kinky Katie with her baby shit fingers just weeping, rubbing baby feces into her eyes to try to stop the tears, to clog her ducts up with baby shit that used to be Cheerios or whatever they found on the floor. Frank, why aren't you on cam?
Sometimes I just don't feel like it. I mean, you're making a big deal about this.
Get on cam right now. I'm you know, this doesn't help people that are downloading the MP3.
You're ruining the whole fucking show, dude.
How am I ruining the show?
You're putting it to a halt.
All right. Well, will you at some point in the show put your face on cam? At least at some point.
You know what? Are you gonna get off my back? I mean, what, is it that,
just
is
say
deal?
Yes or no? Some point in the show, you'll be on cam.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to be on cam, you know, I'll do it. But you make
get on
a
cam right
deal.
Now. Then get the fuck on cam right now. I don't... Excuse me, ladies and gents. I know it's a happy fall evening, and you don't need to hear these vile words coming from me.
I gotta fucking set my cam. Hold on.
But I'm upset. I have a co-host here who doesn't ever cooperate. We built this entire platform, and he shows Halloween decorations. And he's moving the cam right now. We can see that he's... Wait, can you put that up a little? Frank, I'm...
What up? What up?
Can I ask you? You're usually a bald man. Is that
what
right?
Are you talking about?
Usually you're a bald man. I mean, you have no hair on your head usually. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, no, I shave it sometimes. I shave it.
Have you ever let it grow out?
Yeah, I've been letting it grow out the last week, so I've been letting it grow out.
So you've been letting it grow out. That's why you have hair on the top of your head right now? Seriously, what is that?
Yeah, I'm letting it grow out. I'm letting my hair grow out. I don't know what your problem is.
It doesn't look real. Can you brush your fingers through it a little bit?
It's my hair, man.
Just don't pick at it. He's taking his hands and he's gently dabbing on it with his fingers. Frank, brush your fingers through it. Look. Right there. Right through it. Put your fingers through it.
Well, I got the headphones on here, so I really
just
can't.
Just the front of it. You know, just go through the front of it. No. You know. Come up from your forehead and go through it. Don't just pick at several pieces of it. Put your fingers through the hair. Spandy Man checking. He says it can't be his. It's not gray.
No. For some reason, I don't gray on top. I only gray on my chest and on my.
Whoa! How what? Is it? Did you have a very flexible scalp? I guess because your entire part just shifted 3 inches to the left. How did this happen?
No. I've been doing exercises and stuff.
Yeah, Frank. Why do you have a hairpiece on? Why do you have a hairpiece? Enough with this bullshit. Why do you have a fucking hairpiece on?
Well,
can you just level with us?
I mean, what do you mean by a hairpiece? It's not a hairpiece.
What is it?
You know,
I just saw you pick the fucking thing up. You tried to put your fingers through it, and you just lifted it up and pushed it back. Now it looks like you're wearing a hairy yarmulke. Come on, Frank. What are you doing?
You know, it's all uneven. I'm just trying to make myself look younger. I mean, you put me down about, you know, my age and everything, and I'm taking steps to make myself look younger.
So
and I have this this thing that I have here, and I like to use it.
So this is you know? your way of looking younger.
Yeah,
you want to feel young again, so you're gonna put a hair hat.
It's not a hair hat. It's called a treatment. Wait. Hair club for men calls it a treatment.
I thought you were done with the hair club. We talked about this a while back. We have the episode with the picture of you holding up your photograph with the actual hairpiece on. Is this a new one?
This is the actual hairpiece.
Wow.
This is the actual hairpiece that I purchased back in 2003.
Whoa, it's awfully see-through. I mean, you're holding it up against the light. I can probably read the papers.
How much do you think I got screwed on this hairpiece?
I honestly, you can find that under my bed probably. You can go to any barber's garbage can and spray little Elmer's into it and just pull the top layer off and you have that. That doesn't look like, how much did you pay for this thing? I think I've skimmed this thing out of my pool.
Take a guess how much this was, how much I got screwed for.
Well, I know what I'd pay for it. I guarantee, since you paid $67 for parking, you can check the previous episodes on DJNewStyleShow.com. That was the last week. Frank is talking about his latest screw job. I don't know if this is new or not, but I'm guessing you paid $1,000 or something.
You'd be guessing wrong, sir. $2,000.
Oh my God!
Piece of shit!
I'll make you one!
$2,000! For this fucking mesh!
It's got a little white band, like a rubber band with a little stocking connecting it. So the hat part of it looks like a Jim Brown hat, like a kind of an Islam skull cap, but then on top of it, somebody just has put barber clippings and glue. They just sprinkled it over the top.
Let me tell you a quick story. In 2003, I went to the hair club for men. I'll say it. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. And you go in there, and they give you a whole spiel. They're like a used car salesman. They try and win you over and whatnot. They didn't tell me that when they call it a treatment, I thought I was getting hair transplant. They come out with this. They come out with this. I'm not putting it on again.
Wait, who is that? Who is that?
That's my wife.
Can you tell her to call in for a second? I'd really love to hear her.
Donna, could you call in, please?
Donna, if you don't have to
call
go up
there. Call into the show.
Holy shit. Three.
Call into the show. Please. Just call in.
The number to call is 316-768-4472. If you want to call the DJ News Style Show.
Anyway, long story short.
Donna, if you're listening, call in.
They didn't tell me, long story short, I don't want to bore people. They didn't tell me that there were other treatments that you needed. So every couple months, you had to spend a couple hundred dollars to get this thing revitalized.
Revitalized?
But they didn't tell me that.
What does it mean, revitalized?
Well, to get, a new one.
You poor
These things,
fuck.
They wear out. I thought this was going to last forever, but for some reason, they wear out.
Well, I'm looking.
it's complete. It looks like a bald spot, actually.
But you will admit, though, when I put it on, it's not that bad.
Put it on your head again. Let me take a look. Let me take a look. Can you grow the sides in just so we can see exactly how you would look today with it?
Pardon?
You have like the Incredible Hulk just shaved around the sides. Look, I mean, your head is shaved. You have a completely skin shaved thing, and now you've put this little dollop of hair, this little circle of hair on the top of it. So you have like kind of the Incredible Hulk haircut. It doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good.
Well, I'm happy.
Oh my goodness, Frank! I don't know. I have to tell you, I went to a cranberry festival. Oh, fantastic! And, and, you know, fall festivals, they sell a bunch of shit. One of the guys was selling these things. I was around him the entire time. And we got to talking about the weather. He's like, yeah, I'm overdressed. I'm really hot. This visor, especially. He pulls off this visor, and his hair and the visor come off.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Apparently, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what the hairpiece looks like, as long as it's shielded by a visor. And actually, I've got a link for it, but I don't know. I'll put it in the Heroes Talk room or something like that. It's just a fucking visor with a nappy-ass wig all over the top of it, and it honestly doesn't look bad. I think you should go with that. It's in the Heroes Talk room. You click on that right there. It's on kotulas.com. Whatever. You can find one of these things. I was looking at the guy's hair. I'm like, wow, this dude's like 50, and he's rocking the spiky surfer kind of haircut. This guy's a fucking loser. And then I look a little bit closer. I'm like, wow, this guy's hair is really fucking nappy. And all of a sudden, he pulls it off. He looks exactly like you. Completely bald, slight 5 o'clock shadow. And he's like, wait 20 years. You'll see what it's like. You'll see what it's like. Maybe you should get one of these. Oh, yeah, and Spickle's pointing out that this product is called Flare Hair. It's basically a wig built into a visor. I really think that you should do it. I think you should go for it. But I mentioned I went to the Cranberry Festival. Now, you're no stranger to the fall festivals. Fall
fun. You
took
a day trip.
Where did you go?
No, I'm saying you took a day trip.
Oh, I did, yeah. But you went and did some stuff, too. I've noticed, Frank, that you are becoming more and more adept at using technology. You have posted pictures on your Facebook of your kids and you picking pumpkins and apples and shit, basically doing what everybody does.
And that's true.
You're trying to change yourself, trying to become a better person. I mean, you did the usual thing, the apple picking. What are some of the things involved with the apple picking for you?
Well, you go in there and you get this wagon of some sort, and they have aisles and aisles of different varieties of apples, Macintosh Rome, delicious, things of that nature. And you can pick your own apples that have not yet been touched by human hands. You can pick them off of the tree.
So you think. Okay, fine. So you're convinced that nobody touches them, and you pick them off. And what do? You just eat them there and then pay, or what goes on? Let me tell you, I've been looking to do this, but I'm a little too late now because I guess the first frost has hit and destroyed the apples.
Yeah, you know what? Probably won't have much left. You know, you just pick the stuff from the tree and they weigh it and they pay for it. It's as simple as that.
That's all there is to it. They just weigh it and pay for it. And everybody is all good about this.
No, you have the animals, obviously, who look at. There's big signs that says pay before you eat. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I saw one of the pictures. Your kids were pretending to chew into one of the apples next to this pay before you eat thing.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, you have the gavones, the animals who.
Excuse
who,
me.
The gavones and the animals.
What is a gavone?
A slob, you know, an animal, you know, a slob, a slob.
Okay, you could have just said slob.
Yeah.
And
they eat the apples without paying for it, and that really pisses me off.
Because you are a champion of the American farmer. You really care that the farmer gets his quarter for an apple. How much is an apple?
What's your point? What is your attitude with that?
How much is a goddamn apple? They can't spare an apple.
If everybody keeps doing it, dude.
Well, everybody should do it. You should go there and be able to eat at least one free apple. You're doing the work for them. It's not like they're going
to pick
these.
You're not doing the work for them. You're doing the work and you're paying for it.
I'm going to pick my own fucking fruit, put it in a basket, and carry it around for who knows how many fucking acres, and now I have to pay. And somehow I'm paying the same price I would pay if somebody else picked it for me, and I went to a ShopRite or whatever. I don't understand, Frank. And one guy tries to enjoy an apple after his day of labor, which isn't even a trip, and you're gonna go and get on his case. That to me is not fall fun. Let me tell you what fall fun is, Frank. Fall fun is going to festivals. It doesn't matter if it's the apple festival or the cranberry festival. Basically, take a piece of fruit, put the word "the" in front of it, and then put festival after it, and then you'll have a fun outing, which is basically a fucking flea market with tons of people, huge areas just roped off with all these tents, people selling shit. Just nothing to do with the fruit. This is an excuse for people to buy and sell shit. People love them, though. A lot of people at this one. This was incredibly huge. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a now de-wigged Germ Freak. Who's this? Uh-oh. No go, I guess, on this one. Can't hear you, buddy. Sorry, Jeff. I think that was Jeff calling in, and I can't hear him. Oh, well. We'll see. So we go there.
Hope the phones aren't fucked up again.
Yeah, we'll see if they are.
Hope you didn't fuck it up again.
You know what? Let's just keep going, Frank. Please.
I apologize.
For fuck's sake, keep some kind of degree.
Well, what about the festival you went? You went to a blueberry festival?
No, I went to the cranberry festival, Frank.
Now, when I think of cranberry festival, I think of like big cranberry bogs. I think you wading into the water with your knee-high boots, your thigh-high boots, and getting some fresh cranberries.
You would think, wouldn't you? You would fucking think there'd be a goddamn cranberry bog, or at least fucking cranberries at the cranberry festival. No, Frank. Instead, the first thing I get there, this thing is huge. It covers a great distance. Very, very huge distance. And when I finally found a place to park, after like 20 minutes, I pulled into the woods somewhere, some little fucking alcove into the woods, left my car there. I noticed that there were kids standing at the end of their driveways charging $5 for you to park in their fucking driveway, and then another $5 for you to sit in their fucking bike, some little fucking basket that they've hooked to the back of their bike so they could drag you to this fucking festival, which is about a quarter of a mile down the fucking road. Have you ever done this in your life? You've had to park very, very far, and you've gotten into some kind of cart pulled by another person. Have you ever done that?
Well, when I was younger, you mean like a rickshaw type of thing?
Something like that, but more like a shopping cart tied or tethered to a fucking Huffy superbike with some kind of wire.
I used to do that with like a skateboard. We used to tie the skateboards and stuff. But not a shopping cart. But how fun was the shopping cart at a supermarket as a kid?
I would say incredibly. I would say incredibly fun. You just sit and you have a blast. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
I found your music, Jeff.
Jeff, how are you, buddy? See, Frank, go fuck yourself. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm a little disturbed by your patent rejection of small town America.
My?
Yes.
Well, please.
This is where you find the kindness and the goodness and the courage of everyday Americans.
Please explain, Jeff.
This is Americana at its best.
What is? The apple picking?
The X Festival. Insert fruit here.
Yeah.
What have you. It doesn't really matter. You know, the whole farm lifestyle, that is who we are. Prior to, you know, these big cities.
Oh, yeah,
The hayride and the pumpkins, the gleefully running through the orchards with your bucket and a long stick is how we spent our time many, many centuries prior to Xbox.
Now, Jeff, don't get me wrong. I'm okay with the fucking hayride and the corn maze and all that. It's when I go to a fall festival and I see fucking station after station of these Arabs with fucking skinny beards selling fucking knockoff colognes for like $60 a fucking bottle. And you and if
that's
you have,
but that's what's available to sell now. Back then, I'm sure it was like
Gwen Stefani for your girl, bro. Gwen Stefani for your girl, bro. Smells beautiful.
And so, listen, these are always opportunities for, you know, local snake oil salesmen and whatever to hawk their wares. Like, back then it was like, I got a cure for whatever liniment ails you. Drink this and, you know, life, I love you. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it was all bullshit back then, too. And it was all bullshit now. But it seems more to me that you just reject the whole concept of festival.
Let me just clarify. I enjoy the idea of the fall festival. I like the fall colors. I honestly do. I've been to fucking four of them this year. I wouldn't have gone to number two if I fucking didn't like them. But the thing is, I guess I kept going with the hope that it wouldn't be another opportunity to turn to push another flea market upon the public under the guise of it being some seasonal celebration.
See, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here, because I think it's probably the worst way to spend some time.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Let's be honest. I mean, there are museums, operas, you know, there are very high art, lifestyle, cultural things out there to do. And if you're going to spend a day with your kid picking apples off a tree and calling that culture, then you really have problems.
Oh, hey, Jeff, what do you do anything with your better half? Do you do take advantage of the festivals, the fall festivals and things of that nature?
The last festival we went to, I believe, was an oyster festival in Brooklyn, which technically wasn't a festival. I mean, you bought the oysters and then you ate them. So, I mean, I could have gone to any old seafood restaurant and replicated the experience.
Do you like the whole autumn feel, though, the smell of the hot cider? And things of that
nature. I used to be into that whole thing, you know, going pumpkin picking with my dad and, you know.
Do you like the feel?
The cider, the freshly cooked donuts.
Exactly.
You know,
apple cider donuts.
See, no,
Jeff,
really
have you ever put your hand inside
true
of a pumpkin and squeezed it between your fingers?
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. Well, the three of us are from New Jersey, especially Monmouth County. I think the October season is just quintessentially like central New Jersey. You know what I mean? I don't think I've never been able to replicate that experience anywhere else outside of central New Jersey.
What about Northwest New Jersey with all the farmland up there? Honestly,
I think
Garden State. Pretty much all over the state.
You need to have farmland directly next to suburban America. It's just a weird dynamic. Like, I'm going to step off my really expensive house / mansion and I don't know, go slumming in the fucking farmland for a little bit, and then come back to my rich mansion and shiver and shake and thank God I don't live there all the time. it was just always weird to me, like Mom, like, they're so close to us and they live like they did thousands of years ago. do you follow what I'm saying?
No, I understand. It's like the fresh air fund for people that just want to experience what the fucking dumb Amish people still do, pretty much.
I remember asking my mother one day, like, why do they grow their own? They can just go to the supermarket and buy them.
Exactly my point. Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate it. Thank you for defending Americana.
Later.
Thank you. He's on The What Show. It's thewhatshow.com. Friday nights. Check it out. It's very, very nice. They don't always bicker. Sometimes they're civil. Very often, they are not. But most often, it's a good time. Pretty much every goddamn time out, Frank. I don't know. But the fall festival thing to me, I love the idea of it. But, you know, like Jeff's earlier point before he completely caved on it, I don't mind the Americana. I do like that. I like the fact that you can go to a place and the entire community's there. They bring their kids, they have their dogs out, and the people are walking around having a good time. I mean, Frank,
don't even start with that.
start with what? The good times? Sorry, you miserable.
Now, the people who feel the need to bring their goddamn canines everywhere they go with them.
Now, why are you upset at this? I don't understand. What about it?
Stop showing off your dog.
Showing off?
We all have dogs. It's not a big deal. Been there, done that. Dogs is not that big of a deal. Stop showing off your goddamn dog by bringing him to every friggin' thing, every goddamn fair, every fucking carnival, festival, blah, 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 blah. Don't bring your... Keep your dog home.
Yeah, but...
I don't want to see it. I don't care about it.
The thing is, though, the dog is a member of the family.
You know, Jeff is probably one of those people who brings his goddamn dog everywhere. I can't remember what his dog's name is. But
Pronto.
He probably brings his dog everywhere. He probably brings his dog to the pet store, for Christ's sake. I hate when people bring their in pet stores now. Pronto, that's right. In pet stores, PetSmart, Petco, you're allowed to bring your dog. So it's sort of like shopping with your dog. Okay?
I can see the frustration of bringing the dog, because at this festival...
It's more trouble than it's worth. Bringing your dog shopping with you is... I did it once.
Which now one? The permanently erect one?
That's what I did. I held him underneath his arms. I held him with his dick pointing out so the whole world could see his big red dick.
Wow.
Because I wanted these people to see what it's all about. Having dogs isn't all fun and games.
Well,
I have a dog whose dick is always red and sticking out.
You want to show him the darker side of pet ownership. Now, here we go. You mentioned Pronto, and really quick comes Jeff. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Frank, it's not like I'm walking into Bird Dog Goodman with my fucking dog on my arm. It's Petco. They encourage
do
that.
You or do you not take your dogs to pet stores? Yes or no?
Yes. That is the only place where they're allowed. I'm not walking around.
Is he helping you pick the food? Oh, I want this kibble and bits with this special beefy gravy. No. Why bother taking them?
Because that's where they go. It's the
only place where they're allowed. Is it with the dogs? They're like slaves, for Christ's sake, with fucking chokeholds around their goddamn neck. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
You would love to take your dog to Petco, but you can't because your dog has a medical problem that prohibits him from leaving the home.
Let me.
It's an embarrassment both to him and his owner.
But the thing is, the dog doesn't know where the fuck it is. It just thinks you have a much bigger living room. It just thinks your living room got a whole lot bigger.
Looking at him, and they're all bowing their head in shame.
See,
you know, as a retard knows, when people point and laugh.
Yeah, well, now they have
some sort of instinctual retarded understanding that people don't want them around.
The thing is now that Frank is absolutely right. If you don't think that the dog knows or knows that it's doesn't know that it's in your house or where it is, then you're just showing off the dog. You're
showing the dog off.
You're fucking watching him prance through. I got the best goddamn dog in Petco.
And you know what? I see some people. They actually wait. They want people to pet their fucking dog, so they fucking parade around so people can pet their dog and they show it off. Know why? Because
they're
losers in real life.
Why else would one own a dog? It's not
what?
To show off the dog in its prime so people can pet them and say how beautiful it is. As opposed
you know
to
what?
You, who holds a dog up by their front two legs and allows his big, puffy, red, instantly erect, constantly erect penis to show up in front of complete strangers.
Do you thrive when people pet your dog? Do you get off on that?
Not sexually.
But do you enjoy it?
Yes, I want someone complimenting
my car. Have you ever showed your dog off in order to show yourself off, Jeff?
Let me show myself off.
Have you ever showed your dog off in order to get attention for yourself? Indirectly.
That's the only reason why I bought my dog.
Oh, so you admit it.
Well, he's not exactly a guard dog material. Have you seen him? Honestly, what other reason why would someone buy a dog in suburban America if not to show them off?
To have something that you can tell it what to do and have it not grow up to eventually leave you with Jamaicans so that you can die and they can forget your medicine and you can leave all your money to the person that eventually that routinely screwed you over. They want something that they can control for the rest of their life. Or maybe they just want a fucking dog. Maybe they just want a fucking dog. Just like anybody would want a pet. It's not to show it off.
I didn't buy the dog so I can be like, hey, look at my awesome dog. I spent a shitload on it. But when people compliment me on how the dog looks, I feel good, like as I would someone complimenting my young boy if he was handsome, which I doubt he'll be.
Like, for example, Frank, when you bought that dog that you just had on your head, did you want people to praise it, or just did you want it to have it for companionship?
No, you know what? Some people, because they're not popular in real life, or because they really are just part of the woodwork, they purchase a dog in order to increase their social prominence. They increase. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, for example, Ken has a cat.
He named Ginger.
I don't have the cat.
Cat everywhere.
For everywhere.
So Danny Diamond Dozen, Mr. Nobody, goes out and buys a dog so he could be somebody. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
So he can get that big promotion or be the big man on campus.
No. You know what? I'm just saying that. Will you or will you not disagree with me, Jeff, if I may call you that?
What?
That people. They get off on dogs getting attention so that they themselves get attention. You admitted it yourself, Jeff. Don't backpedal.
Frank, there's nothing wrong with someone taking pride in one's possessions.
Do you ever go to a dog park, Jeff?
Yes.
What goes on at these dog parks? You tell me.
I would say there are about 10 to 15 middle-aged women with very small breeds talking about their small breeds and how pretty they are and what they do in their private time.
He's so smart! Knows his
My
toys!
My dog is more pretty than you. And they say, no, they're not. My dog is prettier than you. And then I have my dog do tricks and they're all jealous.
Yeah. So Jeff, you didn't buy him because you wanted to boost your social standing.
Is it boosted? Would I be on the DJ Newsflow?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jeff. My point exactly. Frank, the whole thing with bringing the dog to the festival or to the store is people just want to have their dog with them. They want to do more with their dog. So they bring them there. People like to let the dog on a leash, go with the other dogs and have a good ass sniff or something like that. They like to do that.
It's like you're going out. It's like you're shopping with your dog. You're bonding with your dog. And the dogs are, you know, who's barking, who's taking a shit here. There's this, I take my kids to school at the bus stop, and this one lady is always walking her dog. And there's this one kid who's at the bus stop, and this kid's scared to death of the dog, but yet the owner lets the dog, you know, pretty much jump all over the kid. And it's just not right, you know.
Now, my girlfriend Amanda's dad has a dog and loves it. Great dog. I love the dog, too. The dog's amazing. He brings this dog to these festivals because without the dog, he's going to be, what, leaned up against a post while his daughter and his wife go look at all the shit?
So in other words, people are utilizing a dog as much as they would a cell phone. When people are alone, they'll look at their cell phone, pretend like they're doing something. They're using the dog to pretend like
they're
doing something.
The dog is like a time killer. People come up, they want to pet the dog.
Green Ninja Tim is correct. It's a prop. A dog is nothing but a prop.
A dog might
Green Ninja, hats off to you.
A dog is a prop that can shit, be petted, and be loved by other people. My girlfriend's dad brings the dog out, has a great time. He loves to take the dog and let it go by, like put a little slack in the leash and let it go by other people's dogs so he can kind of engage in a conversation about each other's dog or whatever.
Now, Ken, will you admit that you like this dog better than your own cat?
Oh, fuck yeah. I would kill my cat if I could have that dog.
Would you kill your cat to save this dog?
Oh, of course, without question.
All right, that's all I have
that
to
say. That cat, I would throw it into a wheat thresher to save the life of this dog. To make sure, to put the dog out of pain, like if the dog had a bruise, to cure that bruise, I would put the cat to sleep. That dog is so far superior to anything this cat could ever be. That cat is garbage. This dog is amazing. I'm just putting it out there. I like the dog a lot. And
all right. So, but I think you're getting a little...
Now, Amanda's dad is great with this dog. It keeps him occupied through this thing.
Now, who's Amanda?
I just said it. Amanda's my girlfriend.
I apologize. And, well, some people don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, they don't know because I didn't just say my girlfriend, Amanda. Frank, comprehension.
I apologize.
So he likes to let the dog go over to other people's dogs. He likes to let it go near children and the children pet it and all that. Well, one time in this festival of cranberries this weekend, he let the dog go a little too close to this baby in a stroller. Now, I don't know what he was thinking, but the kid in the stroller was eating a pretzel. The dog darted for the baby, ripped it out of its mouth. So, I mean, this kind of is the dog's a great time saver or prop, as Green Ninja had said, but it's also like a little bit of an intrusion of people's space. I mean, why should you be subjected to somebody else's dog? And especially when it's some big monster of a dog that just produces a constant stream of drool, and then maybe you pet it or it brushes by you, and now your pants are wet. What are you doing? Are you even listening?
Yeah, you're talking about your Amanda's father and the kid took the pretzel and everything. Did your father replace the pretzel? Did his father replace the pretzel?
The people were pretty cool. They're like, oh, no, she always feeds the dogs. Yeah, well, feeding the dog isn't always the same thing as having a fucking pretzel ripped out of your little baby mouth. And then the kid had another piece of the pretzel and it held it away. And I've never seen a kid actually emote the feeling of being pissed. This kid put a grimace on its face and was wishing death on this dog for stealing its pretzel. I don't know. Ed saying that the parents were pussies. The parents of this kid were nothing but pussies. What do you do, Frank? I mean, if you have a stroller and you have a kid in it, it's your kid eating a pretzel, someone's goddamn dog comes over and rips it out of a pretzel out of your kid's mouth, what do you say?
You know what? It's a mistake. You know, I just would hope it wasn't an expensive item. Like if it was one of those
like a funnel cake,
Cinnabons, and that would be a problem. Like that would be a problem for those Cinnabons.
If you just paid $10,
that would piss me off.
$10 for a huge lollipop, the dog ripped it out of the hand.
Yeah, that would piss me off. I would demand that they pay for it. if it's a dumb lollipop, then I don't care because they're very inexpensive.
Oh,
but if it's a Cinnabon, a cheesesteak, then you got a problem.
So people shouldn't bring their dogs to these festivals?
No, don't bring the dogs to the festivals. Leave the dog home. The dog doesn't want to go. The dog rather be in its dog bed. And I know this for a fact.
So, I mean, it wasn't a complete drag, the festival. There were some things for me. There was a tent for the, Starbucks, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll go buy some Starbucks. They were giving out. Right. They were giving out cups of coffee and oatmeal.
Oh, so you got free Starbucks?
Yeah, about 3-4 times. Went up there. I didn't even like try to like look different or not make. I just need to go up and grab a cup, enjoy it, and then at the end I'm like, oh great, I'll get coffee for the ride home. They're closed down. I it was all I could do not to walk up and do you have any more? Do you have any more coffee in your Starbucks van? Do you have anything for me? Like I haven't already just taken more than I should have. So I have these cups of coffee that I've been going around with, and I'm noticing that as I'm walking, there's no garbage cans. I'm looking all over. There's no garbage cans anywhere. Like usually public places, especially big ones, they would have cans everywhere. You figure people have garbage, they're going to need to throw it out. So I go up to one of the booths and I say, hey, do you have any garbage? They ignore me. I go up to the next one. Do you have a garbage can? They say, why should I be burdened with your garbage? I mean, think about it. Jesus, I just wanted to throw out a cup. I just wanted to throw out a coffee cup. I didn't think it would be such a big burden, but apparently they have to throw out their own garbage. So, Frank, not wanting to hold this cup out, I had to employ one of my tactics. Now, what do you do when you have garbage in your hand? You understand? You have garbage in your hand, and you don't have anywhere to throw it out. What do you do?
Well, if I'm with my kids, I tell them to hold it, or I'll tell Donna to hold it.
you pass it off to the next person.
Yes. But a lot of times I'll just put it in my pocket. Like, I'll crush it up and just stick it in my pocket, stick it in my jacket pocket, or whatever.
I'll forget about it. I can't do that. I'll forget it, and then, like later on in the day, I reach
in. Was there a lot of litter in the festival?
Surprisingly, no. Apparently, someone found the garbage cans. I found them later on. But I was in this area, you know, they were giving out stuff that you would want to throw out, so there was no garbage cans. I employed one of my tactics. By the way, you give it to one of your kids or your wife? Is that what you do?
I give it to well, usually my wife will have like a bag or something, and I tell her to put it in her purse, and then I'll pretend like there's a little bit left for Luke to drink. here, you can have the rest, and let him hold it.
My girlfriend will pretend that she wants to hold my hand, but she'll be palming garbage, and then once the garbage is in my hand, she lets go. That's how she does. She doesn't even ask, like, "Hey, hold on to this," like you do. That's a great trick, right?
It's not bad. I will think of that.
So I find myself very often with garbage in my hands, whether it's from her or whether it's me, you know, acquiring something I need to throw out. And what I'll do is I'll go where they're selling some kind of clothing, and I'll look down and I'll kind of really look hard at the item there, whether it's like maybe a sweater or some gloves, and I'll keep the garbage in my palm. I'll reach down for the fabric. And I'll just make loud comments about how soft the fabric. Oh, it's so soft. Do you feel this? What is that? Yeah. I don't even know. It's so soft. And then I put it down, leaving the garbage under it. Done. Free and clear. Walk away.
Do you ever empty the garbage in your car at like a fast food restaurant garbage can? You figure, you know, you just take it all and throw it in there. You ever do that?
Yeah. I'll do that. I will drive up. I mean, but that's a last resort for me. Usually, I just want to leave it somewhere. Cause that now I'm going through the act of throwing out the garbage. To me, it's easier and honestly a little bit more exciting to just throw it somewhere and not get caught. I don't know why. I don't know. I have this other thing that I do where I pretend like there's something I want to see. It's kind of like the same thing, like the fabric touch test, but I pretend there's something really intriguing that I have to pick up and read the words on the back of the box or something. I'm like, hold on. Put my coffee down. Let me see what that... Did you know this is cable ready? Put the box down. Pretend like I'm forgetting that I put the cup down. And then walk away.
Do you ever read... when you're if you ever... Have you ever been on the bowl and you just read products?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'll read anything. If usually I have a magazine, though. Unlike, I mean, you have a fear of that, leaving a magazine in the bathroom or whatever. But so I guess you're just reading the backs of bottles, like cleansers and shit?
No, I don't have a fear if it's my own house. But like sometimes I'll read the toothpaste thing, and I'll read things like that.
You got to read this issue of Crest. It was amazing. When I got to the fluoride chapter, it really opened my eyes.
Do you make sure that the toothpaste you buy is improved by the American Dental Association? Does it not matter to you?
No. Actually, I never do. Do you? I mean, I just assumed it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
You look for that little logo on there?
I do.
Another thing I'll do with garbage is I'll go into a store if I have it in there. If I'm in the mall or something, I'll go into a store that has a dressing room with like an item, and I'll pretend to try it on. I'll just leave it there. What I basically just try and make it look like I honestly forgot it wherever it was, except for the fabric sweater touch thing, you know, where I'm cleverly tucking it under there. What's wrong with that, Frank?
Well, have you ever gone to like a cocktail hour at a wedding or something, and you just like you don't know where to put your dirty dish, so you just leave it like on somebody's table?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'll do them the favor. I'll crinkle the napkin in the cup or the glass. I'll just do that and leave it on someone
else's
table.
Know what to do in those situations. Like, you know, I'll finish my drink or have my little, you know, napkin filled with whatever, and I just put it there, and then I just feel awkward doing it. So sometimes I look for the busboy's little bucket where he has his dirty dishes, and I try and throw it in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes I'm less blatant, or more blatant, rather. I'm just I don't even care about being caught. I'll open my door, maybe give a little quick look around, and I'll just leave it on the ground, shut the door, and drive away. Because, you know, once I'm a mile away, really, it's, you know, out of my hands. There's nothing I can do. But you stated that you don't like littering. I mean, do you look at this like you leaving it on someone else's table as littering?
No, no. Well, you know, you're not littering because somebody's going to, you know.
Somebody's going to pick it up, right?
Well, it's not. You're not leaving it on the street. You're leaving it in a place where it's going. You know it's going to be picked up.
You're transferring the duty of throwing it out to someone else.
Exactly.
Well, so am I by throwing it on the road. We have a call here. 316-768-4472. It's the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gambit.
Gambit, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm a real asshole. I will deposit my litter people's bags, pockets, whatever, when I'm in public. So if I've got a cheeseburger wrap or something like that, I'll stuff it in someone else's purse so when they get home, they realize that it's there. So now it's their problem.
So wait, like a friend or just like anybody? If you see a purse, you just drop it in there?
Yeah. Just, you know, at the mall, at a store, whatever.
The world is your garbage can. Any receptacle is a garbage can for you.
That it'd be.
Wow. Thank you very much, Gambit. See, I'm not alone, Frank. I'm not alone. People don't want to find garbage cans all the time. I mean, if it's not within a decent walk, then you may as well just throw it on the ground. I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. You're putting it on the table. You think somebody's going to pick it up. Well, I'm putting it on the ground thinking that somebody's going to pick it up. And if they don't pick it off the table, if they don't pick it off the road, oh well, neither of us give a fuck. So how is what I do any different or any more wrong than what you do?
I will give you credit that at least you're not throwing it on the streets. I will give you that much.
Well, parking lot. Sometimes when I'm on the highway, I'll throw it. As long as I get it in the woods, it's okay if I'm on a highway.
Are you more inclined to litter in a less desirable area?
You look at the shittiness of the town.
I'm saying I'm asking you. I don't litter regardless. But is that one of your criteria? You say to yourself, "Oh, this place is a shithole anyway. What difference does it make?" Is that what you say?
Sometimes that will be a factor. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Oh, sorry, we lost you. We lost you. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi everyone, this is Jimmy Francone, and I'm the host of the super coolest warrior face puncher with knife gloves coolest show ever. Okay, today we're going to talk about one of those most important issues that could ever touch the life of a person who has to go to school, and it's not divorce or alcoholism or having an alcoholic dad who does a podcast about playing with your penis, and it's not even about why it's nice to sometimes make friends with the black kids who move in from poor towns. This special koala bear strangling, heart-chewing, rainbow-setting-on-fire update is about my favorite thing, school lunch, coolest. Now, everyone knows that Friday is pizza, but why can't they make the French bread pizza every Friday? Sometimes it's just the stinkinest Elio's. And why do I have to drink chocolate milk and eat hot tomato sauce and hot cheese and then go play knockout or floor hockey in gym, and then they don't even realize that I'll just end up pooping my pants again while pretending to do stuff in math class when I'm really drawing pictures of weapons and things on fire? I asked my dad, and he told me the reason we have to get the non-French bread pizza is because I'm always fucking bothering him when he's trying to get a nut into some tissues. I don't understand what he means, but it seems like he's really getting mad about it just like me. So maybe one day I'll run for president of the whole school and make rules about why the French bread pizza is for every Friday and while Elio's pizza is for never. And also, there's going to be rules that say I can get Snapples instead of milk so my dad doesn't have to throw my underwear away every Friday. So, here's looking to the coolest future. And if you like French bread pizza like me, then you're the coolest. Otherwise, you're the stupidest, like Fat Steven, who's fat and likes Elio's pizza. So have a good night, everybody, and coolest.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Thank you very much to Jimmy Francone for your super coolest radio ninja punching dragon fighting show ever. Nice to be back. Nice to be back. Frank, how are you? Doing okay?
What's up?
I don't know. Fading things out professionally. I don't know. What about you?
That's what you call professional? I'm doing okay.
Doing all right? Doing all right. That's good. The Fall Festival, one last thing on this, Frank. Jeff called in, Americana, corn mazes and all that. You think Fall Festival, what's the main thing that you think of? The main thing. Fall, pumpkins. Right? Autumn, anything yeah. related to the season. Well, apparently the biggest thing at these fucking... Socks! Fucking socks! 15 to 20 tables, booths,
really?
Sections, selling fucking socks. And I'm not talking about pumpkin socks or any other goddamn thing. Tube socks. Ooh. Just fucking white socks that people will put on their feet and walk all over their fucking house and pick up dirt.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Mm-mm. Nah, just, it's what you're, the way you're, what you're describing is like fucking nails on a chalkboard for me, man.
Socks?
I
like a nice white sock with a dirty black bottom on
stop!
It.
Stop!
What? What about a nice thin dress sock with a little hole in it and maybe like a dark stain on the bottom?
Let me just put this way. First of all, the word
what about an Argyle sock where you can't even tell it has an Argyle pattern on the bottom? Just some kind of crusty little padding.
Sock feet disgust me.
Really?
When I see somebody in socks and no shoes, I want to almost throw up. It's vile and revolting. First of all, I'm embarrassed to even say the word S-O-C-K.
Socks?
That's one of those words I'm embarrassed to
say. Socks.
I'm embarrassed.
Put on your socks.
Oh,
put
gross.
Some socks on your feet.
Okay. It's there's nothing worse than seeing the bottom of somebody's socks and they're dirty and full of particles that they get off the goddamn floor.
Now, what if
it's
somebody
revolting.
Have you ever seen somebody in their socks? They walk around the house obviously with their socks and then it's like, "Oh, I got to get the mail." I don't want to put shoes on, but they go run out with the socks.
Okay. A Kinky Katie put in the room, you can see the outline of my foot. That is the most grotesque. When you could see the footprint, when you could see the toes and the arch where there's not as much dirt, it's just not nice.
So how
it's
do you
disgusting.
So I mean, well, what kind of situations do you get into? I mean, why is it that this is something that's so bad for you to see? I mean, why wouldn't you just stop putting yourself in these situations?
Oh, God! Because I just...
Whoa!
Oh, I
holy
that.
Shit! Rob Giggs...
Oh, I hate
Rob
that.
Giggs has a picture of his disgusting
who's
sock
Peter
feet.
Day?
Oh, my God. His perfect footprint outline on the bottom.
That is revolting!
Which is worse, a picture of my shit or that?
Are those... Is that Rob Giggs?
Oh, my goodness.
Whose socks are they?
Oh, see?
Oh, okay.
It's a YouTube video called Dirty Socks on My Bed. This is probably a fetish for people.
It's... Look at it. It's... Because socks are stinks. First of all, they're on feet. Feet are repulsive as it is. Then you put socks on it. That's like you wearing two shirts all the time because you sweat so much. Now the drippiness sweat of your feet is going onto the sock.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. That's why you have socks, to protect your feet and maybe absorb some of the stank. Frank, I don't know. What's your deal with the socks?
Are you embarrassed when the bottom of your socks are dirty? Are you embarrassed?
No, I'm really not. I'm trying to see if
are
I
you
have
emba-
anything.
No, you say, are you embarrassed to show the bottom of your dirty sock feet?
No. No, I'm not, actually.
So if you were like trying on – if you were at a shoe store and you had to try on shoes – you wouldn't be embarrassed if your socks were dirty on the bottom. That wouldn't embarrass you.
No, I mean, first of all, I don't think I ever really go around with dirty socks. I have been known to wear socks even if they have a little hole in them. I will do that.
No.
Which is worse, the dirty sock or the sock with the hole?
You know what? When you see a hole in it, maybe it's time to throw it out, new style.
If I'm in a pinch, it's the same reason we keep the underwear that we don't usually wear around. It's our emergency pair. I have a drawer with a couple pairs of emergency underwear. Like, if I exhaust my supply of clean underwear, I'm going to go dip into the emergency supply. Same with socks. They may have a little hole in them, but they're clean. And I'll put them on, and I'll remind myself, throw them out after you're done. Maybe I won't, but that's the thing. They're clean, though. What's the matter? What is the matter?
At what point do you throw your socks out? What is the defining moment that you throw your socks out?
If putting them on, if a toe slips
out. Ew, God.
I'll throw them out. No, if I see that the tiny hole is turning into a disgusting just tear, I'll throw it out. Throw it out. Who cares? It's no big deal. Now, with you, you don't even like socks, so you never remove your socks.
I never wear. First of all, as you know, I have shoes on right now. I am always in shoes 24/7, because I cannot. I'm not able to balance if I'm not in shoes. I will slide and fall down if I'm not in shoes. You know, I don't walk around barefoot. Number one, because that's just my feet are so pink; they look like a baby's A's on the bottom. They never hit dirty ground.
Uncooked sausages. Sunny side eggs.
The bottom of my feet look like a little pink mouse when it's first born. A little pink little thing. Now, and of course, I'm not going to walk around with my sock feet because I slip and slide and I'll fall. And it's revolting, number one. So I wear shoes. And I encourage everybody on here to purchase house shoes. Wear house shoes in the house that you only wear inside that you do not walk outside with. This way they'll always be clean. Okay, I implore everybody to do that.
Thank you for your public service announcement. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
VA Messenger, what's up?
VA Messenger, what do you got for us, buddy?
Frank, you implore everybody to wear shoes all the time, right?
Yes.
I used to walk around barefoot when I was in college. Walk around barefoot to and from class. Shoes on when I got to
get
class.
Out of here. You used to walk in the public hallways with no shoes on.
Yeah, and then when he had to whitewash the fence and all his friends helped out, he still wasn't wearing shoes.
Well, where the hell did you go to school, man?
I was a dirty walk. What did you want from me?
You used to walk around with no shoes.
Right.
You see look. You see that picture of the feet on TV right now with the blackness on the bottom?
Yes.
That used to be my feet.
Oh, my. You would go to bed like that under the covers with the dirty feet?
You and Michael Jordan had the same foot pads. <It's> disgusting. God, that's gross.
I never wore shoes. I hated them.
Now, let me ask you, Messenger. Would you scrub your feet down before you went to bed at night?
No.
So you'd go to bed and there'd be black stuff on the bottom of your feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, so gross.
Now, even Ken, you're even grossed out by that.
I'm looking at this. Yeah, when it's on the skin, that's, you know, it's one thing to be grossed out by socks. Socks are the protection for your feet when you're inside the house. When you have this just caked on mung on the bottom of your feet, it's fucking gross. I don't care.
Okay, mine might not have been that bad because that's
no,
really
yours
gross.
Yours were that bad. I can tell you probably went hunting with no fucking boots on. With just a fucking spear you fashioned out of a sapling. drinking beer from a can with a pull tab, but you've ripped the top off with a fucking rock.
Pull tab beers are the best, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even look at the bottom of somebody's feet. I'm repulsed by it. That's why, in Asian cultures, they don't. It's considered to be rude to actually show the bottom of your shoe.
What's so disturbing about it? I don't understand what's so disturbing about it.
Because you know, it's just an awful, awful thing to look at. I don't know. But let me explain to me now, VA Messenger. What is your situation now with your feet? How do you treat your feet now?
Well, I have to wear steel-toed boots for work, but when I'm not working, I put on Birkenstocks or just tennis shoes. I mean, I have to wear shoes now.
Ugh.
Well, let me ask this: so you think all the fucking people in Africa that don't have shoes are just awful people?
Yes. Thank you very much for calling in, VA Messenger.
All right.
the disgusting barefoot tale of anybody. Just the pictures Rob Giggs is putting up, it's all getting to me right now. Yeah. I might be on your side, but the sock thing is a little excessive.
You know what, Ken? You're seeing my side of this. Why don't you admit it?
Okay, feet are gross, all right? But I'm not scared to the point where I can't say the word socks. Say it with me, Frank.
Are you embarrassed? You feel awkward saying the word panties.
I don't like the word panties.
Do you feel awkward saying the word panties?
No, I don't feel awkward saying it. It's just that some people say it like panties, and some people say panties. And sometimes I feel like I don't know which one to say.
I'm embarrassed to say the word panties.
Panties.
I'm embarrassed. So I call them underwears, just like men's underwears.
Put on your underwears. Hey, what kind of underwears you got on? What kind of underwears you got on? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a germ freak. Who's this?
This is Vito, guys.
Vito, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
How you been?
I've been all right, actually. I was a little sick today. I called out sick and stayed home all day.
Hmm.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you do. You don't sicken the other workers. What do you got for us today?
Well, it was requested in the Heroes Talk chat room. I mentioned that I had a barefoot story that might gross you guys out a little bit. But
here we go.
When I was living in Pittsburgh, I went to the University of Pittsburgh. Around 91-92, the Pirates were doing really well. I'm not a Pirate fan. I'm a Mets fan, but they were getting close to getting into the playoffs. Every time they won, there would be what they called a pirate riot, and all the dorms would clear out, and everybody would run onto the street and like meet up by the Cathedral of Learning, and kind of like have like a celebration. So one night, I guess I was just caught up in the moment. I was just sitting there in like a t-shirt and shorts doing my work, I guess, and we just all ran out. And we're running across the quad, we're running across the park. I didn't have my shoes on. Ugh. Nor did I have socks, nor did I have anything. I just had bare feet. And I ran over some glass, and didn't cut myself. Just got lucky, I think. But imagine all the other shit that I ran over and into and all that stuff.
So, Frank, running over broken glass, he didn't cut himself, but you know somebody did. Just somebody cut up foot and all the dirt getting in it, and then they walk into their goddamn house.
Kiki Katie indicated that she runs around her classroom with sock feet. Okay, now she works with children. You can imagine what's on that floor.
Piss.
Saliva, bodily fluids. It's just. I hope she bleaches her socks as soon as she gets in that door because it's repulsive.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
booger socks. Irish curse says booger socks. I guarantee you, Kiki Katie, you have boogers on your socks as we speak.
Well, is there any situation, Frank, where it's okay to wear socks? I mean, other than like between your feet?
I think it's okay to wear socks after you take a shower and you're going straight to bed and you can put your socks on and then go to bed.
Now, Frank, what about the socks that have the rubber footing, the little grippers on the bottom of the sock?
Okay, first of all, your socks are not slippers. Socks should not be utilized as – first of all, somebody said wear slippers. Slippers are even more foul. Okay,
why?
Slippers are just revolting. All your fucking bacteria is in there. So
it's bacteria. There's no S.
Don't treat – socks are not shoes. Don't put grips on the bottom of your shoes. I get that. Don't put grips on the bottom of your socks in order to make them into shoes.
But the thing –
okay, socks are not shoes.
I'm sorry that we were saying shoes. Shoes. But you complain that the reason you can't walk around with the socks is that you'll slip. They fixed this problem with the grip sock.
Right.
What's wrong with that? That's a great advancement.
I wear shoes at all time, though, see?
Now, what about
I
this?
Have house shoes.
White-ass Brent in the Ustream chat room is asking you, is it okay when you're jacking it to use a sock as some kind of a cock sheath, maybe a little bit of a net to catch what you're going to project?
You know, how could I even dignify that with an answer?
Is it okay? I mean,
it's not okay.
Why not?
Especially, can you imagine white ass Brent wrapping his ding-a-ling with a dirty sock and all the disgustingness is getting into his ding-a-ling hole?
Right into his ding-a-ling hole. Frank, I mean, you may be using too technical of a set of terms, ding-a-ling hole. fucking VA 40.
VA
for
Messenger.
Sakes.
When I go to the beach, I wear beach shoes. Okay? They're called beach shoes. They're all encased in mesh and they have rubber soles.
Aren't those called aqua socks?
Yes,
aqua
they are.
Shoes that they're called. Aqua shoes.
Aqua socks they're called. They're called aqua socks because there's no shoe to them. It's a fucking aqua sock with a rubber tread. It's a sock with a rubber tread.
See, Kat, I think we're missing one of the big issues here.
What's
I think
that?
Frank has a safety zone that it's okay to wear socks in. He said something about walking from the bathroom after the shower straight to your bedroom.
I said, this is what you could do. After you get out of the shower, you put your shoes on immediately, and then you walk to your bed with your shoes on. Then you walk to bed with your shoes on, and then as you're dangling your feet off the bed, then you could put your socks on, and then go right
to
bed.
Wait, wait. So you're just saying you're wearing wearing shoes without socks? You said
I
Addy,
no
after
problem.
You after, what? I think you just said it's disgusting when people wear shoes without socks.
No, I never said that.
Oh, okay.
I never said
that. That's the grimiest thing because when you do that, your foot gets all sweaty and stuck to the little tongue thing, the little cushion in the shoe, all the little grit, the little dirt that fucking seeps in from walking in a pebble path or some kind of grimy place gets in there. Now it's all over your foot. And then it's tough to pull the shoe off because your fucking foot has adhered to the inside of the shoe. And then when you pull it out, the cushion's stuck to your foot, and you'll never get it in the right way. It'll never fit right again.
I'm getting called out here in the room, and I think Bunny Knuckles was put up to what he said there. But Bunny Knuckles, whose name is Joshua, he's from Oregon.
Oregon.
And a girl whose name is Barbara. They're just indicating that I have some type of a foot fetish of some sort. Okay. That's repulsive, and the thought of you even saying that is making my stomach turn. Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. Now, Vito, it's okay that you didn't cut yourself, but it is pretty bad that you were rooting for the Pirates. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, no. I'm a Mets fan. I don't root for the Pirates.
How dare you live in Pittsburgh, then? Especially in the Bonilla right, Bonds years.
Oh, no. That was the Bonilla Bonds years.
Yeah, you know
Forget
what?
That.
Tell it to Orlando Merced, okay? Thank you very much, Vito, for calling the show. I can't believe it. A Mets fan in Pittsburgh. My eye. Frank. So, I mean, I don't know. When do you find yourself just having to take deep breaths and escape the situation and socks are at the core of your discomfort? What is one of the more recent times that this has happened to you?
Could you explain? I'm not sure I understand what your question is.
Well, you've had to excuse yourself because there are disgusting socks everywhere. Has this happened to you ever?
Yeah.
Think
we had
back.
A,
when was the last time that this, the most recent time that this has happened?
We had a kid's birthday here about a few weeks ago. My daughter turned 9. We had a sleepover with 15 9-year-old girls.
Oh, my God.
And they had their disgusting sock feet all over my house, on my couches, on my daughter's
jumping on
bed.
On the bed. That's got to be hell for you. Because that's where your little angel daughter puts her face. And you know they slept on the pillow.
Sometimes I rest my weary head on the couch cushion. And to think that there's now somebody's disgusting feet that were on there, I can't even sit on my couch anymore.
You know what a sock really is, Frank? It's a sweat sponge.
That's exactly it.
It's a sweat sponge.
It's a sweat sponge. That's why
they're
so disgusting.
And these fucking kids have been bouncing and parading all over where you put your fucking stressed out bald head just to rest for a minute in between
tasks.
That's
what I want to do. Now I can't even sit on my couches anymore. I have to get a chair from a patio chair and bring it in the house and sit on that.
The patio chair that has been outside and rained on with acid rain because of your shitty environment is safer than a fucking couch that had been bounced on by kids with their fucking sweat sponges.
Know what they were doing? They were taking their feet and digging them into the crevices of the couch. So there's no escaping it.
Yeah,
I probably have foot cheese all over my goddamn couch.
Ugh. So why they were all there for a birthday party?
It was a sleepover birthday party for my daughter's 9-year-old birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
God. We went to a place. Luke had a birthday party. and my two daughter, my kid went to something called Bounce U. It's Bounce University.
Oh,
and
did they graduate?
That's real funny. It's one of these places where they have, you know, these jumping. What do you call them? Jumping what? Jumping things or whatever, and the kids all bounce in these jungle gymnasium things, and they
like a ball pit type thing, a trampoline, a moonwalk.
Now the first thing they have to do is take off their shoes and run around their disgusting stinky sock feet. Okay, they're running all over the place in their sock feet. This place smelled so bad, I had to leave the fucking establishment and get some breath outside.
Oh,
it was so foul. The smell of disgusting sock sweat was all over the place that I had to go to the I had to leave my kids there. I had to go to the fucking Walgreens and buy some Tums because I had an upset stomach.
Life is so difficult for you, isn't it? Life
it's
is
not easy.
An incredibly difficult thing for you. It isn't
it's
easy.
Not easy.
So, and these birthday parties, I gotta say, I mean, they're getting a little bit extravagant.
Oh, you know what? When I was a kid, my birthday party, we had it in a fucking in our garage. My mom made some fucking hot dogs. Now they have them at Bounce University. They have them at Jungle Gym. They have miniature golf, bowling, you know, science museums, movies. Some people take them to the movies. It's just ridiculous.
The movies
it's
would be ridiculous. The best move, though. You take them all the movies. They have to shut up for 2 hours, and then it's over. You give them a fucking Dixie cup full of chocolate vanilla swirl and that little wooden fucking spoon thing that never works and splits in half, and then it's a day. Call it a day.
What are some? Do you remember some of your kid parties and where they were?
We went mini golfing. There was a fucking place called Sports and Games in East Hanover, New Jersey, which is now defunct.
You are from that time. You're from that era where people started doing these types of parties.
But
parties
I was a little old, though. I got that was when I was starting to get a little too old for it. Like, the Discovery Zone was obviously not in my time period. DZ, where kids want to be. That wasn't my type of thing. That was a few years after my
but everybody,
let's have a birthday
have
party
to one-up
thing.
Each other. They all got to one-up each other with these friggin' parties, and they're expensive. And I got three kids, and it's very expensive to have these parties.
And then you have to invite everybody, even if you hate the kid, you have to
invite
them. This
is the protocol. If you send the in my kid's school, if you give the invitations out in school, you have to invite everybody.
Really?
Yes, you have to invite every single kid if you give the invitations out in school. However, you can mail the invitations, and then you do not have to invite everybody.
Well, I guess that's good, but that's still not conditioning people for the ultimate letdown that we call life. Now, everybody wants things to happen for them, but they don't quite realize that they're not good enough to have them come to fruition for them. The very first one should be the Valentine that you don't get. That's over talked about, but the next one is the party that you're not cool enough to be invited to. And every kid needs to experience this. That's how it has to be. It can't be that every kid needs a fair shake. Everybody needs to come to my fucking ice cream fucking hot dog in the garage party, whatever the fuck you had. It's not the case. I mean, it wasn't like that when you were a kid, right, Frank? You just told whoever you wanted to and they came.
Yeah, you gave them the invitation and you saw the other kids squirm when they didn't get the invitation.
Yeah, that was good. It was like being the guy in the neighborhood that got the new car. Somebody got it 2 months ago. Well, guess what? I got it now. Fuck you. Your car's old. It's like, fuck you. You can't come to the party. It's that little satisfaction by knowing that you're getting over on somebody. And they're taking that away. And they're taking away that valuable lesson of being worth shit from these kids. Because ultimately, everybody's going to be worth shit at least one time. And for many kids, over and over and over and over and over again. Until you're wearing nothing but spandex clothing on Pound Talk. Spandy man. Hi. The thing is, Frank, did you find that you invited everybody? You did exclude people.
I excluded the people that were considered odd or
yeah.
You know,
the kids that were out that nobody liked, right? But now you're cutting yourself one less present.
Well, you know what?
You're cutting yourself one less present.
The presents weren't that great anyway, so don't
true.
Even get excited about it.
Now, do you find that it's like almost impossible for you to buy a gift for a kid that's not yours? Like if you have a cousin or nephew or niece or something like that, and they're like, you know, let's say they're 15 or 14, like you have no idea what the fuck to get them, do you?
No idea whatsoever.
When they're 6, when they're 9, you get them a fucking board game or whatever. You get them whatever, like, the hot thing is.
You get something that you want to play with, too.
Or that. And then they get to that weird age where it's like, okay, is this gay for kids?
Like,
would kids call this gift I'm giving them gay?
My daughter's not going to be, my daughter is going to be 9 years old. No, wait. For Christmas, we're debating on whether or not to get my daughter a TV for her room.
She's going to have a TV in her own room at 9?
We're debating it. What is your opinion?
How old are you? Now, did you ever have your own TV in your room? You're a bit of an old-timer now.
I had my TV, but I probably wasn't until about 13 or 14 or so.
I had my own TV when I was like 12. But before that, I was given some gift, I guess, that my dad or mom received at like a Christmas party or some shit from work. It was an alarm clock, radio, AM, FM, and TV. So it was this box. It was like a foot and a half long, and it had a 7-inch black and white screen and rabbit ears. I could hook it up to cable, but the room wasn't wired for it. I watched at like fucking Empty Nest, 227, Golden Girls. I watched all the dumb sitcoms on that fucking thing. Everything. I absorbed everything with that one little TV.
Now, the thing is,
I find it appalling that you're even considering this.
Afraid that if we get her this TV, that we're not even going to see her.
You're never going to. You're turning her room this is her first apartment now. You're turning her bedroom into her first apartment, and your ass is living in the fucking lobby. It's like some kind of a fucking shared zone that you're living in.
What about this? Would you rather us get a TV for her or a cell phone? Which would be better?
Oh, man. So you have to choose between cell phone or TV.
What do you think is better? Now think of the cell phone. My thing is for emergencies. You know, that's what I think there's these cell phones, certain cell phones you could buy where the kid can only dial certain numbers.
All right. Let's just say if you want your kid to be ridiculed and called a homosexual and fag and whatever else, get her the little safety kitty phone. She'll be called whatever. She's better off not even having the phone at that point. She won't be ridiculed. Yeah, my parents are gay, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And give her the TV. The reason is, you give her that fucking cell phone, she's done learning. Anywhere she is, she's going to be texting, playing the fucking games. It's over. You're stopping her school education at fucking third grade if you give her a cell phone. You're allowing her to have a catalog of people that she can call at a fucking moment's notice without you knowing. Without you knowing. And she's going to do it over and over again, and you're going to foot the fucking bill. Put a TV in that room before you even hand her a cell phone.
So you think I should go with the TV?
Well, I mean, if it's absolute live or die TV or cell phone.
I'm getting messages that it's called a Firefly phone where that's used for children, I guess, where they can only dial certain numbers and stuff. So.
Or get her the little baby phone. You want a cell phone? Here's the little baby phone. Good luck pulling that thing out. Just one button that says mommy on it. A little round, no sharp edges, fucking orb with no screen and just a button that says mommy. Yeah, here you go. Wink! Throw it over to her. The TV's dangerous. She's never going to leave the room, but the cell phone's going to be horrible. She's never going to learn any new things ever. But she'll have good finger and hand speed, which is something I'm sure you want all your daughters to have, right? I don't even think that's a question.
I don't think I even liked what you said just now.
Well, these are the consequences. These are the consequences, Frank. That's how it goes. Don't get loud with me either, first of all.
I apologize.
You know, I'm sorry too, Frank. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that at times I yell at you. I get a little bit heated. I mean, we try to prepare. We try to put on a decent show. Sometimes I not yell at you a little bit?
Sometimes you go off the deep end, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, let me just reflect on this a little bit. As we take another break, it's the DJ New Style Show, Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio. That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. Are you there?
Do you know what we're paying per hour for this fucking place?
Who the fuck are you acting in front of, you dumb
Just
fuck?
Just get the fucking thing going, for
this,
fuck's sake!
This Midwestern rocker recently celebrated his 57th birthday. Fuck. Alright. This Midwestern rocker recently celebrated his 57th birthday.
Oh, just like you, 57.
I'm 38. Listen to me. The video for this song was shot in Medora, Indiana, just 20 miles southwest of the hometown of this artist.
Oh, right by that, right by the Cracker Barrel?
Oh, God.
No one gives a fuck where we started! Go!
This song reached number one on the mainstream rock charts in 1982. Fuck! I forgot what I was going to say. I apologize. Okay. This rated number 83 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time. In 1982... This is a fucking goddamn bore! This song was...
What happened with you?
Billboard's...
What happened with you?
Shut up! This song was number... This song has been ranked as number 83 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time. The lead singer... It's not the lead singer. It's the fucking main guy. This song ranked number 83 on Billboard's Greatest... This next tune listed number... This tune is listed as number 83 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time. Released in 1982, this Midwestern rocker recently celebrated his 57th birthday. Sink your teeth right through my bones, baby. Let's see what we can do. Formerly known as John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, now simply John Mellencamp, it's hurt so good!
When I was a young boy,
we
to the DJ New Style Show. Bitches. Bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, your Tuesday night miracle. Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. Download some of the old episodes, DJNewStyleShow.com. Jesus, Germ, can't you tell people to do some of these things for us? God.
That's your job.
Excuse me? It's my job?
I'm down already. Oh. God.
I understand so we're going to be getting a call. I mean, listen, I know I yell at you and all that stuff. I apologize. I don't know what I can do, for fuck's sake.
That's what I mean. See, you get off a deep handle, and it's just irritating.
The deep handle? I fly off the deep handle?
The deep end. Oh, I combine going off the handle with going off the deep, whatever. Flying off the handle with the deep end. All right.
I don't know. I mean, are you familiar with the MMA, Frank? I ask you this every single time.
The MMA is what's called a mixed martial arts.
That is right.
Arts.
Now, who would you say is your favorite mixed martial artist?
Well, the only people I only know two people.
Okay.
One is Kimbo Slice.
Yes.
And one is Barry Struben.
Barry Struben. Well, perhaps another one, a favorite on the DJ New Style Show, I guess, is on the line right now, joining the show, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Lieben. Chris, how you doing tonight?
Not as good as usual.
Yeah, well, you called in last time, maybe a couple weeks ago, to promote your fight Saturday night. I didn't get to see the entire thing. How did it go, Chris?
Well, I didn't get to bash any faith in.
No, you didn't, really.
I did like a pretty little dancing, though.
You did do some dancing. How many times do I have to tell you, Chris? Fucking cornrows and MMA equal loss. You'll lose every time with cornrows. What were you thinking?
It was actually a tribute to Evan Tanner.
Oh, well, that was nice.
That brings me to my next point. I mean, this is breaking news. I'm going to announce this here first. I'm leaving the fighting world to take a trek into the desert.
What? Well, I mean,
yeah.
That's what killed Evan Tanner.
Yeah, I only take enough food and supplies for me. And yeah, I know. I'm doing this for two reasons. I think I need to find myself at this point.
Yeah.
And I want to find Evan Tanner's real killer.
Really? Do you have any leads?
Yes, I do. Well, yeah, I have a list of suspects, actually.
Well, I mean, would you care to divulge the suspects? I mean, is this something that... I mean, I don't want to step any toes, Chris. You do what you
Maybe
feel comfortable
with. Maybe you can help
with. Out.
I'll
Maybe
try. Maybe your listeners can call in like America's Most Wanted.
We could do that. Why don't we try? Go ahead.
All right. We got Josh Koscheck because he's a faggot.
Oh, okay. He's only on the list because you think he's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not because he called you a fatherless bastard?
That may be part of it.
Okay. Well, who's out? Who else is on the list?
Kimbo Slice.
Why is Kimbo Slice on there? I mean, leave the guy alone, for Christ's sakes.
Well, his last name is Slice, so I think he might have sliced Evan Tanner's neck open.
Well, that is always, you know, that is... It's interesting you brought that up. He could very well be the killer. Keep him on the list.
If he did it, I'm going to bash his face in because I think you know even I can do that.
Anybody. I mean, you just have to dye your hair, apparently, and you've already cornered that market.
Yes.
Who else is on the list?
Well, Danny Tanner, Bob Saget, and the rest of the Full House cast members.
Well, wait, why would the cast of Full House be on the list of suspects that killed Evan Tanner?
Tanner, their last name.
Yeah, but wouldn't if anything, they'd be family.
No. They're imposters. They're of the Tanner name.
Hmm. Have you ever heard this song? Whatever happened to Evan Tanner? I don't know. Ask Danny. He's the one who killed him. That's the song.
Maybe there's some leads in that song. I'll have to listen to it again.
There might be. I would get the box set if I were you, Chris.
Who do you think whose face is most bashable out of the Tanners? I'm going with probably Michelle because it's double the fun.
Well, there was only one Michelle, even though there were two actors. You're blurring the line between fact and fiction, Chris. Get a hold of yourself. You only lost about a million fights.
It's the power of one.
It is. You're turning into a red-headed army of one. Chris Lieben going into the desert with just the amount of supplies he needs to survive. To find the killer and himself.
I have one more suspect.
Yes.
Tito Ortiz because he's pretty tan. So
how does that work?
He's pretty tan, and I think he wants the corner of the market on fake Tanner. So he doesn't want Evan Tanner's death confusing Evan Tanner was in the way of that.
That's an unnecessary leap to determine. Have you ever had any training in, like, investigation at all? Because, I mean, typically when you're trying to find the killer, it's not always the best way to take the victim's last name and find derivatives of the word and see how it applies to people's lifestyles and name. So just because someone's tan and the victim is Tanner, he's not jealous. There's no jealousy involved in that. They're actually unrelated.
Are you friends with Tito Ortiz? Are you defending him?
I'm saying your entire list is shit, Chris. Your whole
Hawaii Zen Warrior.
Your whole fucking list is garbage.
You suck, Mr. Lieben.
Yeah, you heard him. Fuck you, Chris, dude. Who are you?
I hope you go in that desert and fucking die.
Oh, that's a little bit. Whew. Chris, I didn't say that. That was Germ Freak.
Well, at this point, those insults are just floating off me. I'm at a point where I'm just going to find myself out here.
Wow.
So I do have a friend that's helping me. It's my life coach now, BJ Penn.
BJ Penn?
Yeah, he's coaching me along the way.
Well, I hope you find himself.
He's a Hawaiian, too.
So he's tan. I mean, do you think he killed Evan Tanner?
No, because he's a real tan.
Yeah.
Ortiz uses a fake tan. That's
how about I bash your fucking face in, Chris? Huh?
Right now, I'm not at the point where I'm going to fight anyone.
You're
Hold
done.
On. BJ Penn's here. BJ Penn here. Please leave Chris alone. He's very volatile right now. All right, BJ Penn out. Bye.
Thank you very much, BJ Penn and Chris Lieben. Wow, it's a very baffling call, Frank. Very baffling indeed.
He seemed a little disoriented.
I think he did. I think he thinks that BJ Penn is inside him. That's no way to go into the desert, if you ask me. Oh, fuck you, Frank. What are you talking over me for?
What is your... You know, I'm sucking tired of your goddamn attitude, you fucking animal.
I know.
Calm the fuck
Frank,
down.
Frank, I'm wrong, dude. I'm wrong. I know this.
A fucking problem, man. You're always jumping down people's throats. People are afraid to even approach you. Who the fuck are you, man? You're a fucking animal.
He's trying to come around like, who the fuck he is? That's how I always picture you talking. Frank, the fact is, I know that I'm wrong. I know that I get the smallest thing gets under my skin, and I completely fucking just can't deal with it. I really think I need some kind of fucking therapy.
You fly off the handle.
I think I need anger management. I really do.
You do need anger management. It's just awful. I mean, you shit on everybody.
You're not a fucking saint either, okay?
I apologize.
You have the shortest fuse in the entire world.
I do have a short fuse, and I'm going to go to anger management as well.
You want
to
go with me?
Sure.
Would it be gay? Two dudes to go to fucking anger management together, hug it out and talk out their problems.
A lot of times in these support groups, like especially with NA, like when people, they'll like as soon as they meet them, they hug each other and like it's like they bond, they hug each other.
Oh my God. That's the last thing I need. A lifetime hug bond with some other fucking loose fuse fucking dudes. That's all I need. Like if I refuse to hug, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? I'm hugging you. We got a connection. That's all I need. Some fucking Guido to fucking lose his mind on me because I didn't want to hug another dude. I don't know. The thing is, Frank, I have audio.
Are you always angry like this?
I'm angry like this even in my fucking sleep.
Probably are.
In my fucking sleep. Now, I've been told that I've been irritable while sleeping. People, you know, have told me that they've tried to move me or whatever if I've fallen asleep on the couch and I've lashed out at them verbally. And you know, I believe it because I get like that when I'm not sleeping. I have audio evidence here. My girlfriend recorded this with a digital camera. She got the audio.
Oh, my God.
She had the audio. She was harassing me. This is a case not where I was lashing out at her. Maybe it started out as that. Like, she kept putting her fucking foot on me, and I would shrug in my sleep to get her fucking foot off of me. Well, why don't I just play the audio here? You guys can listen to this, and then I'll explain it. You've heard this, right, Frank?
Ken, this is unbeknownst to you that this is being recorded. Is that correct?
I had no idea. I have no idea that this is being recorded because I'm sleeping. I'm fucking sleeping while this is going on. Keep that in mind.
Fucking headphones.
Get your foot off me.
Why, fucker?
Don't speak to me.
Why?
Do not speak to me and keep your feet off me. Thank you.
Now, why do you do this shit? Come on.
Ow! Don't hit me. You just hit me. Fuck.
Don't touch me. I say don't touch me. And if you touch me...
Ow! That hurt. Why did you hurt me?
Can you get your fucking foot off of me?
This is a twin bed. I don't know if you know this or not. Why are you so mean?
You don't know how to fucking follow anybody's wishes at all. And
come on. Come on! Do you think I'm an idiot?
No.
Do you think I'm fucking stupid? Because apparently when I speak, you don't fucking hear it. So it must be coming out distorted.
I don't understand why you're acting like this.
Because I keep telling you to not fucking touch me, and you do it on purpose. You do it on purpose, and I'm fucking tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it.
Why are you trying to hurt me on purpose?
You won't fucking leave me alone, like I ask.
Why do you want me to leave you alone?
Because you... fucking irritate me sometimes with this bullshit where you intentionally push my fucking buttons.
You mean? I don't know how I am around you.
I don't know how someone else hasn't put your face to a fucking boot before because you always do some of the shit that they ask you not to do. If you're starting to bother someone and they tell you to stop, you keep doing it because you think that they're not going to do shit to you.
Maybe you should set me straight. Is that what you're trying to do here?
I'm not trying to do shit. I just want to not be fucking irritated. When I'm irritated, it's very difficult for me to be relaxed.
You're annoying me.
What am I doing?
You said fuck a lot. You squeezed my toes and you yelled at me.
Squeezed toes was the last fucking thing I did.
Ah, Frank.
You know, this is... people are shocked and amazed at what they just heard. This is a side of you that nobody would have even anticipated. People are dumbstruck.
I'm asleep.
Dumbstruck.
I'm asleep, and she has her fucking foot on me. I shrug, her foot goes off of me. What do I feel? Her fucking foot plop right on me again. Now I know this isn't a fucking accident. I know that she's intentionally doing this. And it irritates the fucking shit out of me. So what do I do? After about 7 or 8 times of her putting her fucking foot on me, when it's fucking 1,000,000 degrees, because this is a while ago, and I just found this, I fucking grab her foot, and I squeezed it. I squeezed it pretty hard, and as evidenced by the scream in the thing. And she says, "You're hitting me." I'm squeezing her fucking foot. I'm squeezing her foot.
Now, why do you get so angry that she put her foot on you? I mean, because you were trying to sleep? What was the situation?
I was asleep. You can hear the TV in the background. I was asleep. The fucking TV was on. She was obviously watching it. She puts her foot on me because I guess she wants a more comfortable position in this small bed.
You guys are sleeping in a twin bed that's made for one person. Is that correct?
In this particular situation, yes, we are. So... she has her fucking leg up on me for whatever reason. I don't want the leg on me. I want to just have my own little sliver. I'm already up against the fucking wall because it's a small bed. Because, so right now, after I shrug the foot off, if I feel it again, I'm going to become more pissed. And if I say, hey, get your fucking foot off me, and then I feel the fucking foot on me again, I'd be hard-pressed not to fucking lose my mind. But the fact is, I need to find a way where this doesn't bother me or doesn't turn me into a fucking maniac and make me feel crazed. Like I have fucking poison coursing through my veins. Tell me I'm not alone, Frank. If your wife does something and you say, hey, knock that shit off, it's fucking irritating, and she does it again, you know she's doing it on purpose. This never happens to you. I'm a fucking loon.
You know what? I'm down with you. You know, I can agree with you when a situation like that. I have a very short fuse. I get angry over the littlest things. I can feel it build up in me. I have been known to throw things in the house and break tables and stuff like that because I do get angry sometimes. That's why my wife told me I need to go to anger management, and I think that's something I want to look into.
Really? So have you ever lashed out at her?
I've never laid a hand on her.
Well,
never.
I'm not saying when I say lash out, I've never hit her either. I've squeezed her foot. That's all I've ever done. And it's not even hard, honestly. I squeezed her foot to get her to stop putting it on me. And I moved
it
over.
But when you were squeezing it, you were squeezing it with anger and venom in you, weren't you?
A little bit, but I didn't want to hurt her like that.
You squeezed it. You really wanted to hurt her, didn't
no,
you?
No, 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 no. I wanted to let her know that I had enough of this shit. It's never to hurt. It's just kind of to let her know that my words aren't working. Let me just squeeze the shit out of your big toe and let you know that I don't like this. We have a caller here, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Uh-oh. Caller. Not working. Well, he hung up. Fuck it. So you've never done anything in spite to maybe
when I was courting my lovely wife back when we were teenagers. This was a time before seatbelts were really worn, in the same way they are today. We always, for some reason, we argued a lot when we were in the car, and I would be driving and she'd be in the passenger seat, and I would have this thing where I would speed up and then hit the brakes really, really hard, and then watch her hit her head on the windshield. This is some of the gratification I got.
That's psychotic. She could really get hurt here.
You know what? Yes, but I wasn't touching her, and you know, I would just slam on those fuck. I would speed up, then slam on the brakes. Speed up, slam on the brakes. And the fucking dashboard would be going into her fucking chest, for Christ's sake.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
You would just do it over and over again just to see.
Over and over.
Really? And what would be some of the stuff that she did?
Well, sometimes, a couple times, she walked out of the fucking car.
She got out of the car.
She got out of the car in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, and was walking in a park at night.
Holy shit.
And I said, get over here!
Did she get back in the car?
Eventually. Now, all right, listen,
what did you have to do to get her back in, though?
Let me preface by saying I'm exaggerating a little bit. She didn't. Her head did not hit the windshield, okay? But I would stop short so that she would, you know, bump up a little bit, okay? She did not get hurt. She was not. I'm exaggerating. That.
I guarantee you slammed it down just to see her fucking go. And this was probably in the day of no
listening. Please call. Thank you.
And this is probably in the days where there were no seatbelts. Or when people didn't really wear the seatbelts.
Yeah, this was before a lot of people wore seatbelts, you know. And even when she was wearing the seatbelt, it was more fun because I could do more with it. I could slam on the brakes even harder.
My God. And you just you physically wanted to hurt her. My only goal in the entire little audio clip I played was to not be fucked with while I was sleeping. And you could hear her giggling a little bit. And you hear her, the very first thing she says is an imitation of me while I'm sleeping. Fucking headphones, blah, blah, blah. Something like that, I don't even know. Right here.
Fucking headphones.
Imitating, mocking me with a camera.
Put your foot off me.
So she knows what she's doing, she put the fucking foot right on me. You can even hear me, get your foot off me. Just fucking mess. That's an absolute mess, Frank. I don't know. Maybe I do need anger management. I think you might, obviously, as well. So what do we do? What's the next step, Frank? What do we do?
I think we need to go somewhere and find out what it's all about. Find out the root of our anger.
What if there were a place that we could go to, Frank? A nice little place to relieve stress. Okay? Picture this.
Is this a gay thing?
Yes. We go and we jerk off in the corner. No, you fuck. If you're angry, go to a place, pay a little money, go into one of their rooms, they have it all dressed up, and just break whatever the fuck you want. Places dressed up like your grandmother's house. Little fucking knickknacks and goddamn patty wax all over the fucking tables, commemorative plates, whatever. Hung up and set up. Go in there, pay a little money, and break whatever the fuck you want. And I guarantee you that will make you sane. And there is a place now, San Diego, okay? It's called Sarah's Smash Shack, where pent-up patrons can relieve stress by hurling dinnerware and a bric-a-brac against the wall as hard as they can, night and day, 7 days a week. Sarah Lively charges her clients $10 and up to pulverize plates and glasses and whatever else for 15-minute intervals. How great would this be? Would you do that? Would you be able to do that?
I wouldn't do it. Know why? Because you won't have that anger, that rage that you have at that moment in time. If you're driving to some place to relieve off steam, your anger is gonna be gone by then. You have to be in the heat of the moment to break something.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Don't go there and break things because you won't feel the same satisfaction as you would as if you were in that situation at the exact moment.
You know what? That's right. And I guess this is a takeoff of a Japanese businessman idea where a lot of companies had, in addition to their little slumber chamber where business suit Japanese guys would go and just fucking sleep for an hour because they're working 15-hour days, they also had a room where they could just break shit, scream, fucking punch the walls and everything. Just to deal with life, and it works. But this is a place, yeah, you have to drive through. So drive to get it. I mean, it's like the gym. I mean, you may feel all pumped up when you're at work, but by the time you get to the fucking gym and you're all in your shit, you're fucking tired. It's late. You don't even want to do this anymore. You're out of your head is out of the game. If you could have one of these, just the stuff delivered to you. And set up for you in advance. You call from work. Your boss gives you shit. You call Sarah's Smash Shack. And you say, hey, set it all up in advance. Put a little fucking a storage unit in my yard. Set it up nice. Because when I'm coming home, I'm going to break the living shit out of stuff. Be fantastic. They close up the door. They take it away. That's how the business should work. They should come to you. That's exactly right, Frank. I mean, how great would it be? Have you ever had the urge to break any of your own shit?
Of course, I've broken my own stuff. I've broken. We had a coffee table. I broke it. I threw it. I threw it against the wall one time.
A coffee table,
and like a small little fragile end table.
What's the biggest thing that you've ever broken?
I guess it was probably that.
That was what it was.
I would never break something valuable. I would never.
Did
break
you start the coffee?
I would never break a vase, if you will, an expensive vase.
Nothing expensive, just very cheap stuff you'd break.
Yes, yes, I'm not stupid.
I would like to just take a bat in with me. I don't even want to touch this. I just want to physically smash it. That's all I want to do. I think it would really help me out. I mean, would that be a release for you? I mean, I think anybody would be affected for the better.
Listen. Like I said, if it's in the heat of the moment, I have no problem doing it. But you know, it's not gonna work at that, when I'm not mad. People are trying to call, but it's, for some reason, calls are not going through. But
yeah,
whatever.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not working. What do you want from me?
I apologize. See that? See you're getting nasty right there. You're getting sarcastic and nasty. And
I can't wait to come over
to
your house and treat it like Sarah's Smash Shack. I'm gonna find urns, family photos, fucking televisions. I'm gonna put my boot through every fucking one of them. I'm gonna bring a metal bat and break your fucking countertop, and I'll leave you a nice 10 right on the kitchen table. I'll just put a 10 spot right on
the piece of shit car.
You can go ahead and do that because I've already broken every possession you have, and I'll be driving home in my key car.
Have you ever broken somebody's not necessarily your girlfriend, but have you ever done property damage to somebody?
I mean, Mischief Night type stuff. I mean, never anything like really damaging. I mean, I've put gross substances on people's cars or mailboxes or whatever, but I've never really destroyed anything. Never right. really destroyed it. This would just really help me out, and I'd have no remorse because it's not my shit, and I paid to do it. I would just take all my frustrations out right there. But no, instead, I'm going to go find a fucking circle of people to tell all my fucking issues to. That's what I'll do. Hi, my name's Ken. I'm from New Jersey. And every now and then, my girlfriend likes to push my fucking buttons. So I just completely fucking let loose and yell because my point never seems to get across. And I have to yell because I feel like I have fucking acid coursing through my veins where blood should normally go. And the corrosive feeling that I feel in my circulatory system causes me to scream, fuck, shit, god damn it, why, fuck?
I see stuff the same, like that. I also see the same anger in FM Jeff as well. He has a very violent temper as well.
That whole What Show has got a fucking, yeah. just an aura, a red aura. Just some kind of fucking force field of unbridled rage. And that's why it works.
He's going to fucking explode one day. He's going to just do something very drastic, and he's going to be. We're going to be reading about him in the papers, I guarantee
I hope
you.
Not. I hope to hell not. I hope not. I don't know, Frank. So you're going to do it? You're going to go and do the...
I'm seriously considering it because it's affecting my life.
Can we tape you while you go to this?
I thought you were going too.
Well, I mean, I have to go to bring the camera.
Oh. I don't think they would allow people to tape, but I'm all for it.
Ah, that's a bitch. Oh, well, look at the time. I don't even know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, Frank, but thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Check out Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, every Thursday night on Hear Us Talk, 8 to 11 p.m. They're great. Listen, Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up. Good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody. Thanks to Chris Lieben. Thanks to VA Messenger, FM Jeff, Gambit, Vito, and me.
Gentlemen.
Yeah! Hot shot! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!